This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We'll make fun of the Washington Post communists for getting fired. We'll talk about the forces arrayed against us. Another billionaire flees the state that he helped destroy. All that, emails, CNN's losing viewers, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to touch on something, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely fantastic. CNN, this is from the Daily Mail, CNN has lost nearly two-thirds of its viewership since 2016. What's this about? What's happening here? Well, this goes way beyond CNN. This is about what can happen to people in life. They can actually imprison themselves in a way they can't possibly get out of. Let me explain it this way. I've told you before that guys listen, I'm assuming ladies too, but guys listen to this show in prison, which I think is one of the coolest things in the world. I've always had a heart for people in prison. Can't help it. I just do. So I've had the opportunity to talk to more than one person who did some time and got out. And lots of these guys turn their lives around, which I'm cheering for you, brother. I'm cheering for you. Do it. Get out there and turn your life around. But some do not. And oftentimes the story goes like this. Maybe a bad upbringing, usually a bad upbringing. Eventually, guy finds himself selling drugs. Drug dealer. It's a very bad thing, obviously. Very, very bad thing. Selling drugs. He's a drug dealer. Now, if you're a drug dealer, who are you surrounded by? Are you surrounded by little old ladies who volunteered at the church this morning? Of course not. You're a drug dealer. You're going to be surrounded by criminals in one form or another, usually other drug dealers, people who hurt people, people who do drugs, people. The people in your life, and possibly family, oftentimes it is family, they're going to be people in that world. Now, eventually you're going to get busted, because everyone does eventually get busted. You're going to get busted. You're going to get sent away. Lord willing, you rehab yourself and you get out. But here's the problem. Where do you go when you get out? If I took you right now, forget about dealing drugs. If I took you right now and I sent you away to prison for 10 years, state prison, goodbye, 10 years, gone. Then I pulled you out. That day when you get out, where are you going? You going to go to Disney World? You going to move a couple states over? Where would you even begin? You probably have a hard time finding a job. What? You're going to go right back to where you left. Now, what's where you left? All the people you were already surrounded by. You start selling drugs. The longer you do it, it sucks you deeper and deeper and deeper into that world of selling drugs, so that it becomes the only world you have. And you have to leave that world. You know you have to leave that world. You want a better life. You want to turn things around. You don't want to go back to prison. But you are trapped in a prison of your own making, and that everyone you know and everyone you love is in that world. So you can choose to go live in a cardboard box somewhere, or you have to walk right back into the same world that's going to kill you one day. CNN has lost nearly two-thirds of its viewership since 2016. That's very easy for a person like you to understand why, and it's very easy for a person like you to fix it. If I took you and I made you the CEO of CNN, I know exactly what you would do, because it's the exact same thing I would do. Okay, no more communist bias on every single show. We're going to have normal people. We'll have people on the right. Yes, we'll get some people on the left. We'll have people in the center. It's not going to be drop, drop, drop all day long. We're going to have an actual news organization that is as unbiased as we can make it, right-wing opinions and left-wing opinions, and when it comes to actual news shows, which we will have, you're just going to deliver facts without opinion at all, without bias. You're just going to report, here's traffic, here's the weather, here's a story. That's what I would do, and I know for a fact that's what you would do, and I know you know what I know. It would be profitable, wouldn't it? How many people in that big meaty center of society, how many people are craving exactly that? I just want the straight scoop. Just give me unbiased news. How many people? It's like everybody. At least it's the majority of people. Now, you don't run a news network. I don't run a news network. You know what to do. And I know what to do. How is it that all these fancy people with all these fancy degrees have watched a decade of the company going downhill and they can't figure it out? Here's the rub. They did figure it out. They know. However, that's all they know. Just like the drug dealer who only has one neighborhood to go back to. He only has one cousin's house to live in. He only has one group of friends. They're all dealing heroin. CNN has built for itself a prison. A prison. And this is the case with communist states like California. This is the case actually with the Democrat Party as a whole, with news organizations like CNN. They have built for themselves what essentially amounts to a doom loop where you can't go left enough for the audience you do have. And so you keep putting it the pedal to the metal and pedal to the metal, and you keep going left and left and left and left and left. But the further left you go, the more people you're shaving off every single time who eventually can't take it anymore. So they turn the channel and turn the channel. But you still have this doom loop of people making the decisions, doom loop of audience, doom loop of producers, of people sitting on the board, and you can't get out of it. You feel like, I should say, you can't get out of it. You're seeing it with the Democrat Party. I've told you before, Democrat politicians, there are many. I know you don't know who they are, neither do I, because we'll never know. There are many people in the Democrat Party. They're mortified and disgusted that they now are part of a party that believes in cutting off the breasts of teenage girls. They're horrified by it. They would never want that for their own daughters. But you can't come out and say that if you're a Democrat, because you'll lose your seat like that. You can't come out and say that if you're a Hollywood actress. You'll never get another gig again. You can't come out and say that if you run a left-wing podcast of some kind, because every single communist listening would turn it off immediately and send you death threats on their way out the door. You are trapped in a doom loop. It's crazy for normal people to watch it happen. Think about any business of any kind. Doesn't have to be CNN. That watches 66% of its business decline over a 10-year period. You're looking at a chart and it's just going down. That is staggering losses. That would, for a normal business outside of this political arena, for a normal business, that would be an all-hands-on-deck meeting at about, year two, probably year one. Business is down, heading the wrong direction. Everyone get in here. You're fired. We're bringing in a consultant. It's a red alert around here. We are going to change direction. But if you're in the doom loop, you can't escape it. These Democrat politicians can't escape it. These organizations like CNN, Now, look, have you seen the audience size? Everyone likes to mock it, but the audience size? It's insane how low it is. No one watches anymore. Prime time news shows on 6 o'clock Eastern time at night, that should be appointment viewing for people. Nobody watches. Nobody. And still, because of the doom loop, because of the prison of their own making, they can't change direction. Anyway, let's do some emails. Before we make fun of the Washington Post, we'll do some emails. We'll also do, you know what? I want to touch on this first. This will be super offensive. I'm sure we're going to get some hate mail for this one, but we're going to touch on it. Josh Hawley, he had a conversation with someone today about the funding source of the civil unrest in America. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Ask Dr. Jesse. Friday is tomorrow. Better get your questions in as they stack up on us here. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. It's always a real good time. Now, Josh Hawley in the Senate today had a little chat. You, of course, remember what was happening in Minneapolis. You remember the street animals out in full force. You know that there have been apps created so you can track ICE. They're blocking in ICE cars. This has, of course, resulted in the death of two street animals. I want you to listen to this. It's a couple different cuts. This is Josh Hawley today.
What organizations have been active on the ground in Minnesota? What can you tell us?
We have tracked over $60 million, according to the latest 990 disclosures, to approximately 14 groups, some of them national, others on the ground. Groups like the ACLU provide the legal defense, as well as facilitate the trainings for some of the tactics that Senator Corin just described. A group named Democracy Forward. Take Action Minnesota has gotten over $10 million from these large NGO networks, including the Neville Roy Singham Network, Indivisible, National Lawyers Guild, CTUL, the Council on American Islamic Relations Minnesota, CARE, Minnesota 350, Voices for Racial Justice, on and on. Like I said, over $60 million, just according to the latest 990 disclosures.
Okay. Now, a lot of those are domestic terrorist organizations, and taking apart those domestic networks is going to be very difficult, and it's going to take a lot of time because so many of them are actually legal. They're set up by very fancy lawyers and accountants, and they make sure they charge right up to the line of legality, and they're legal. Okay, we'll set that aside. Not all those organizations are domestic. Now, pause for a moment. What is the point of America's military? To protect the country from foreign threats, right? That's the point of having a military. You protect the country from foreign threats. For instance, recently, Delta Force, with a lot of help, of course, Delta Force went into Caracas in the middle of the night and snatched Maduro and his wife out of their compound, killed everyone in his security, and went back home. We, the United States of America, we have the ability to go grab anyone from anywhere for the most part. I realize there are some limitations on that, but anyone from anywhere. Okay. Pause again. Let's change the subject again, kind of. The Achaemenid Persian Empire. I'm Cyrus. I'm King Cyrus. I run the Achaemenid Persian Empire. And I wake up one day and there's all this chaos in the streets of my capital. Absolute chaos. Looting and murdering and vandalizing things and causing a ruckus. All kinds of law breaking. So King Cyrus, me, I have my people look into it, and I find out that it's a rich guy from a totally different kingdom who's funding all this chaos in the streets of my capital. What do you think King Cyrus would do? Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. King Cyrus would go yank him out of his bed in the middle of the night, and he would chop his head off, and he would hang it from the city gates as a message to any other person on the planet who thought he could make chaos and disorder in my streets on purpose. Now, King Cyrus didn't have to be a tyrant to do this. Any other empire in the history of mankind anywhere on the globe would do this exact thing to a foreigner who was causing chaos in the streets. Back to Delta Force. We can go down to Caracas and yank Maduro and his wife out of their compound and send him back up to New York City? Why are foreign billionaires not afraid? And if I want to make sure you don't misunderstand me. I mean physically. Why are they not afraid for their own well-being? That is not a barbaric, crazy thing to say. That's how you run empires. That's how you run countries. That's how every country has always been run in the history of mankind. If I am dirty commie billionaire residing in whatever country it is, and I am writing large checks to cause unrest on the streets of America, why am I not laying awake at night, staring at the door, waiting for men with guns to come in and fire bullets into my face? That is not radical. That is how countries are run. You do not allow foreign countries or foreign people to hurt your people and hurt your country. Otherwise, what is the purpose of the military? And I'm sorry, I don't want to make one subject about a totally different thing. I get all that. But why am I supposed to be excited about a flotilla heading to Iran when I want a flotilla heading to a foreign billionaire's doorstep? That's what I want the United States military used for. And I have no problem snatching up Maduro or whatever it is. But that is the entire purpose of having a military like this. You can't just write checks to destroy our country without fear. That's what gets me the most. It's the lack of fear. No fear at all. We know their names. We know they broadcast their names. They write about them. It's not as if it's some shadowy guy in a smoke-filled room that's soundproof, smoking cigars and doing this all in secret, using secret code. They brag about it. The foreign billionaires attacking the United States of America write articles bragging about it. Why have we not come and got them? I'm fine with Maduro being in handcuffs. I'm fine with him being frog marched in chains. Why aren't others? Why are there not more? And if you want to take it a step further with me, that's fine. As long as it's not an American citizen, take it as far as you want. Now, the domestic companies, that's a whole other story. You have to handle that with the laws of America and things like that, but why are foreign-born billionaires allowed to conduct open warfare on the United States of America without a visit in the night from very dangerous men? We'll do some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Now, The Washington Post has been one of the most disgusting commie rags in the United States of America for a very long time. So it warmed my cold, cold, icy heart when I found out they got a bunch of their employees fired. And this part of the story just tickles me to no end. Well, I'll just read the quote. When they came to work this morning to continue the jobs they were hired to do, they were blocked from entering the building. Our members are still employees, so on and so forth. These people, they don't see this. Remember, this is a lesson for every employer listening who has Democrats in your employ. They don't see themselves as your employee. They see themselves as communist revolutionaries with the opportunity to use your company for the revolution. And they believe they are entitled to use your company for the revolution. You want an example? Pause on this for a moment. During the Biden presidency, I'm 99% sure of that. State Farm Insurance, I'm not a State Farm Insurance guy, by the way, but State Farm Insurance got crucified by us, by me included. Why? They had sent out an email. It was some, and I forget the subject of it. It was Black Lives Matter or gay or something. Some sort of horrible commie gobbledygook email got sent out to the State Farm employees. Of course, the email gets leaked to people like us, leaked to the country. Everyone on the right is freaking out. Everyone's canceling their State Farm insurance. Well, I know a local guy, I'm not going to give you his name, State Farm insurance guy. He emails the show and he said, Jesse, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the specifics in front of me. Jesse, this was one crazy commie idiot in HR sent this email out to the whole country, and now everyone's calling and canceling State Farm when it was like one freaking guy, or one, I'm sure it was a lady, one freaking lady in HR. And that's what these people do. If you have this critically important position at State Farm Insurance, it doesn't matter how hardcore right-wing this guy is or this insurance person is. You don't view yourself in that way. You're a revolutionary. You're not only entitled to use all the resources of State Farm for the revolution, you're expected to. That's of course what you would do. Why would you even have a job in State Farm's HR if you couldn't use it to further the revolution? That's the whole point of having the job. All these people see themselves this way. You can't fire me from the Washington Post. I'm a communist. They all see themselves that way. When I tell you to fire the Democrat who works for you, it's not because I'm being partisan. It's because that person, they're going to burn you. They're going to burn you bad. And it's all because of how they see themselves. A devoutly religious revolutionary and your company, whatever you're doing, you could be selling stamps, whatever you're doing, your company to them, just a tool for the revolution. That's how they see themselves. All right, I have to play this for you. It's just too funny. I've warned you many times before that the communists will use your values against you, and you should never let them do that. Never, ever, ever let the communists use your values against you. Don't ever let them quote scripture to you. They love doing that. They have nothing but disdain for you, for all of your beliefs. They hate it. But they also know that's a great way to get you to do what they want. For instance, this guy's running for Senate, James Tallarico in Texas.
And so I told my colleagues that I thought the bill was unconstitutional.
What was this bill? He's talking about putting the Ten Commandments in the class. Now, this guy's a loud professed Christian, but he's against it. Why?
And so I told my colleagues that I thought the bill was unconstitutional. I thought the bill was un-American. But I went one step further and I said I thought the bill was unchristian, which again probably sounds weird to people. But in all of Jesus' teachings, he's always focused on the outsider, the outcast, the person who's left out or the person who's different. And so as a Christian, I think my concern is for the Muslim kid and the Jewish kid, the Hindu kid, the atheist kid who's sitting in a classroom.
I don't know if James knows that Jewish people know the Ten Commandments too.
Who now has a poster on the wall forced by the government.
Hey, Chris, you people believe in the Ten Commandments, right? See?
Government that says, you know, your religion is inferior or you're not welcome here. And I just think if Jesus saw that, he would weep for those students and would demand that we love them as ourselves.
Using your values against you. Oh, you want the Ten Commandments in class? I don't, because that's what Jesus would want. But that's not the funny part. And it's really not funny because it is a deep, deep evil to use a position of authority in the church for communism. But that's what they do. It happens all across the country. I told you in Boston, every church I saw had a tranny flag on it. You can always find some lesbian minister now telling you that you should have abortions. And in so many black churches across the country, exact same thing. Different brands, it sounds differently, but it's all the same thing. You take the power of the pulpit and you try to manipulate the congregation for communist purposes. All this is very, very evil, but daggone, man, This made me freaking laugh. Just imagine sitting in the pews and taking this seriously.
Come on, Public Enemy. I came to tell white supremacists. I came to tell MAGA. I came to tell white privilege. We coming. We coming. God said, when you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of the State Department. If you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of Congress and run them out of Senate. If you give me glory, I'm going to run them off of your job and run them off of your classroom. I need you to take your neighbor's hair and say, neighbor.
Genuinely asking. The congregation, you can see in the video, was full. It was packed in there. And they were into it. There's nobody who thinks this is a little ridiculous. Nobody. Nobody sitting there thinks this is dumb. What's he talking about? Oh my gosh. But again, I don't want to shortchange the evil of it. It's very, very evil to use a position of authority like that, but daggone. Hey, give me glory! Jeez. Jesse, the left's tactics only work on the voting public because they've taken over the education system from preschool up to communist finishing schools. If people want to save the country, it starts at home. No, it's a fact. You have to condition, or I should say you want to condition the public to receive your message of communism. And the best way to do that is to break them. Break up the family. Break them mentally. Look, even make them weak physically. I talked about it earlier in the show, but it is very true. The correlation between low testosterone and being a Democrat male. Don't mock me. It's not like it's right-wingers who are funding these studies. If you are a man with super low testosterone, you are probably going to drift towards the left. High testosterone men never go that way. Now, there's a lot of reasons, but what does that tell you? If you're weak and effeminate, you're easily manipulated. And think how, look, I just played it. How dumb and weak and pathetic do you have to be swayed by this Saturday Night Live skit?
Come on, Public Enemy. I came to tell white supremacists. I came to tell MAGA. White privilege. We coming.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard somebody with sleep apnea while he's awake.
We coming. God said, when you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of the State Department. If you give me glory, I'm going to run them out of.
How dumb do you have to be taken in by that? God, jeez. All right. We're going to try to knock out a couple more of these emails before we check out of here. Before we do that, let's put our money where our morals are. Let's go ahead and get the cell phone switched over. There's only one reason you wouldn't have switched to Pure Talk by now. Pure Talk will save you money. Pure Talk is run by people who share your values. Two-time Vietnam veteran CEO of Pure Talk. Verizon hates you, AT&T hates you, T-Mobile hates you. You keep your phone, you keep your number. If you want a new phone, they'll give you a new phone, whatever you want. They even hire Americans. So the only reason you haven't switched is you think it's going to be a pain or difficult. It's so easy. You just dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. From there, it's just 10 minutes on the phone by someone who's nice. And I promise they speak English. #250 say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we shall return tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Even ones like this one. Jesse, just starting out in a sales role in a blue-collar industry, selling parts and tools to construction company owners. Any tips for a guy that's just starting out? I've been in the industry for a while, but I'm new to the outside sales role. You don't sell with your mouth, you sell with your ears. Just listen. These guys, guys who run any business, doesn't have to be construction, guys who run any business, they deal with people trying to sell them something all the time. You can't even imagine it. I never knew that until my folks started a construction business. Now, I was gone. I graduated. I was joining the Marine Corps when they started their business. But you know, I obviously went back and checked in, talked to them about it, and ended up working there. All the time, the phone is ringing with someone trying to sell them something. There's a knock on the door with someone trying to sell them something. Just listen. Listen more than you talk. Just like job interviews. Listen more than you talk. You don't sell with your mouth. You sell with your ears. Also, communists lie about everything all the time.
Nearly 70 million married women in this country have changed their last name, but their birth certificates don't reflect that. In Michigan's 3rd District alone, 160,000 women could find themselves unable to register simply because when they got married, they didn't change both their ID and their birth certificate. 160,000 women in my district.
You don't change your birth certificate. No one ever even suggested changing your birth certificate. That has nothing to do with the bill. It has nothing to do with reality at all. Nobody changes their name on the birth certificate because it's the birth certificate. Now, that lady knows that. She's doing what? Lying. They lie about everything all the time. Huge, gigantic lies. That's why they love morons. That's why they dumb down society. It's really, look, the audience for that, it's the exact same audience as this.
Come on, Public Enemy. I came to tell white supremacists. I came to tell.
Your IQ is 55 if you were sitting in there and you were taken in by that. And if you listen to this woman and you believe that you have to change the name on your birth certificate, your IQ is 55.
Nearly 70 million married women in this country have changed their last name, but their birth certificates don't reflect that. In Michigan's 3rd District alone, 160,000 women could find themselves...
They just lie. It's like breathing for them. And then they say they don't lie. Here's Joy Ann Reid, who just lied about everything all the time.
I will say that at MSNBC, the artist formerly known as MSNBC, the one thing I will give them credit for is that because we were tied to NBC News, all the outrage was tied to journalism. We weren't allowed to just get up there and lie. We had a standards and practices department. So,
Jesse, I'm sure you've noticed how communists keep changing the meaning of words. They call themselves progressives instead of communists. They call illegal aliens migrants, so on and so forth. How can we stop and reverse this? Well, the best way to stop communists from doing that is to not repeat them. I'll ask you this, and boy, I'll tell you what, you're about to wince. How many publications do you read that call illegals migrants? How many podcasts or radio shows do you listen to on the right where the illegals are referred to as migrants? Keep in mind, just what this guy just said, communists didn't want them known as foreigners because it sounds bad, didn't want them known as illegals or illegal aliens because it sounds bad, but when you change it to migrant, they sound like an innocent flock of birds. It's a very intentional choice of words from communists. They intentionally changed it to migrant. How many GOP politicians do you hear refer to them as migrants? Do yourself a favor. Don't even look it up because it's probably your favorite ones. Migrant, 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 migrant this, migrant that. We have different migrants, flock of migrants, migrant, migrant, migrant. The right will adopt communist language all the time, and it drives me crazy. The easiest way to combat communist lies when they change language is never to use their language. And yet the right will do it all the time. These people are your mortal enemies. They have declared war on everything that is good and right. You don't ever say anything they want you to say ever. If they want you talking about something, talk about the opposite. If they want you to use a certain term, you can never use that term ever, because whatever they want is bad for you. Understanding that, that'll take you far.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Legal experts warn repeal of climate rule will need good strategies to survive activist lawsuits. This comes back to that soundbite I played for you earlier. It really is overwhelming when you start unpacking how many communist groups they are, how much money is behind them. They tie everything up in lawsuits. It's just going to be a long struggle. As I've told you again, not meant to be disheartening. Just know there are no quick fixes. It's going to be a long, long, long struggle. Trump administration fines 3,364 unaccompanied alien children who went missing under Biden in Minnesota, according to Tom Homan. Reminder that Democrats brought those people, those kids, into the country on purpose, turned them loose on purpose. Many of them are now child slaves. Democrats not only turned them loose, they didn't even bother looking for them. Evil. Zuckerberg ditches California for the free state of Florida. Why is this allowed? Why are you allowed to fund every single communist cause? And then when your state takes it too far, you pack up your billions and head to a free state you haven't managed to destroy yet. Why is this allowed? Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll do all kinds of things that aren't allowed. That's all.